Well, no. Looks like we got the entire evening still. Fire's still going. What you say, Lysander, for another story? Who will say a new one, eh? Anyone got one?
Do I have a story? Well, let me ask you a question, Captain. How much wood you got? Because this fire's going to be burning for a while.
Oh, by the lumens. What enough?
This is the story of the first mayor of Kid Town, who is also me. Old Town, in a place called Thornvale, is a place not many truly understand. Old buildings, ruins, gutted shells of a former metropolis raise high into the sky. The only residents are vines and roots that dig deep into the wood and stone, crushing and twisting and climbing their way toward the sun. These ruins are full of dangers. Monsters and demons of all sorts roam the halls. In search of what? Well, that's only for those brave enough to enter to find out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's right about that.
And who was brave enough to find out, you ask? Why, the first mayor of Kid Town. This is her story. Lightning crashed, waking the first mayor of Kid Town from her deep slumber. Ka-dunk! She heard the wooden door of her home groan and slam. What? But it's 2 in the morning, maybe, if there are clocks. Can't remember. She said, who could be going out this late? It's dangerous. The first mayor rose from her bed, put on her gear, her armor, grabbed her blade, and ventured out in search of the family member who was foolish enough to ever venture out in the evening. When she got outside, she was met with a sheet, shoof, rain, crashing against her face. Her hair looked cool as it was slicked back and shining in the moonlight.
Wait, what if...
Of course the moon was out. There's a storm. What? Leave me alone.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Anyway, in the distance, she saw the small flicker of flame dancing within a lantern, walking toward Old Town. She called out to stop her family member, but every time she spoke, lightning. Wait! Lightning. Nothing. She knew that she had to give chase. The night was dark, but she was brave. Her armor glistened in the bolts of lightning, the moon glistening on her cool hair. Her blade looked really neat. So she ran. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Mud spraying all over her armor. Ugh, what a bummer. But she kept going until she stood at the gates of Old Town. She had, of course, explored the ruins before. She was cool. She was brave. She had a blade to protect her. But never at night. For at night, it was terrifying. But she saw the lantern in the distance, moving through the ruins. She had to follow. She had to save her family member from the demons. She slowly pushed the great iron gate.
I don't get it.
Yes, so? It sounds like a cat. Whatever. It's like how iron gates sound when they're really old, okay? Oh, shh! I'm telling a story. As she stepped through the gate, the rain let up. The moon was full and shone down, lighting her way. And in the distance, bounced the lantern, walking deeper and deeper into the dark, dangerous ruins of Old Town. But the mayor of Kid Town was not afraid. She walked proudly with her hand on the handle of her blade, hand in the handle, of her blade, walking through the town, ready to strike at a moment's notice. She knew there was nothing to fear. She was powerful. She had her armor on. She was armed. What could possibly harm her? The only thing standing in my way is distance. All I must do is keep walking until I catch up with the lantern, and then I will say, relative, whoever you may be, come on home. It's dangerous here. And then I will keep them safe. I will lead them home, and I will be the hero. Oh, the mayor of Kid Town, you are the coolest. But as she walked through the ruins, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, she was being watched. In an old building of stone, gutted and ripped apart by years of vines creeping and churning, came a voice.
I am the keeper of Old Town, and all who are foolish enough to wander within me at night, their memories are mine to devour.
She pulled her blade from its sheath. Shing! It looked super cool in the moonlight. Show yourself, demon. I do not fear you, said the mayor of Kid Town. You'll not lay a hand on my memories, for I have this. Whoosh! Her sword sliced through the air. The demon was unfazed and let out a large, bellowing laugh.
Wah, 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 wah. I have no need for you and your memories. There is one who has come before you, and I have had my fill. Run along, child. Your sword cannot return what was taken.
Gasp! Gasped the mayor of Kid Town. But there must be some way. If only I could catch up to that lantern. If only I could just run faster. She dropped the sword. Clang! She knew it was a risk she'd have to take, but it was now or never. She didn't want to, but she knew it was the only way she could catch up. She had to shed this armor, this weaponry, all this stuff. It was only slowing her down. So click, click, down went her arm guards. Click, click, her shin guards. Clonk, clonk, then the full breastplate, boom, fell to the ground with a heavy thud. She felt light. She felt weightless. She felt fast. But she felt vulnerable. Blech. The demon laughed once more.
But what will you do without your armor and weapon for defense?
But the mayor was already off running.
I gotta catch up to that lantern.
The first mayor sprinted through Old Town like the absolute athlete she was. This was peak performance.
She's just making this up as she goes.
Finally, she reached the lantern. It sat atop an old stone, and the robed figure sat next to it, looking off into the distance. Hello? Relative? Relative, I've come to take you home. I've come to keep you safe. Let us escape the dangers of Old Town. I have my... Well, I don't have any of that stuff anymore, but I can keep you safe, I promise. I can bring you back. I know that everyone's saying that you can't come back, but I know you can. The robed figure dropped their hood and turned to face the mayor of Kid Town.
Cecilia, is that you?
Where? Where am I? What time is it? Oh, I'm sorry, Cecilia. I wandered off. I'm sorry.
The mayor of Kid Town smiled with a little chuckle and said, It's okay, Grandma. You can just come home. Come on, let me take you back.
Oh, I'm sorry for making you come out here, Cecilia. Let's go home.
The mayor of Kid Town took her grandmother's hand and said, Lego! They chatted as they walked through Old Town that night. Well, to be honest, the mayor did most of the talking, and she was like, Grandma, like, there was this demon just like a minute ago who was like, oh, their memories belong to me and you can never get them back, you know? And I disagree. Like, you're back, we're here, we're all together, it's all good. So that monster was tripping. Her grandmother stopped and said,
Cecilia, you are a lot like this lantern here.
And she hung it up in front of Cece's face, and the fire lit up that goofy grin.
Whenever I'm lost in the darkness, whenever I've lost my way, or, you know, kind of slipped, you'll come and find me. You're just like this flame. All you have to do is let it burn for others, and you can find them too when they're lost. Never forget this.
Like, she knew what that meant, and she said, okay, but, like, whenever you get lost again, or, like, I'll just come get you. Like, I don't care. It's not a matter about, like, waking up or anything. It's just a matter of, like, Old Town's, like, scary, and it's full of demons, and, like, I know I left my armor and my sword somewhere. And out of Old Town they went. Back to their home they went. And back to sleep, the young mayor of Kid Town went. And a year or so later, when her grandmother had heard the greater call, and moved on to the world beyond this one. Tears were cried, memories were shared, but a fire began to kindle in the young mayor. You might be lost right now, Grandma. But I know that someday, I'll come find you again. Or maybe you'll come find me. But like you said, I'm gonna go be a lantern for a lot of people out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah! And she laughed. Humor was her armor, after all. And her voice boomed through the town. That was her sword. And she said, "Attention, children of Thornvale. I, Cecilia Illuminata Whitwick, declare myself the mayor of Kidtown. What is Kidtown, you ask? Ho, 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 ho. Consider yourself lost. Ho. Consider yourself scared. Ho. Consider yourself forgotten. Well, Cecilia will never forget you. Cecilia will always light your way. Meet me in Old Town, for that I now declare Kid Town, the place where you are always found, where you are always heard, and you are always remembered, and I will always be the mayor."
That was a lovely story, Whitwick. And I thank you for it. I'm sure we all do. How about one more? Before we douse the fire.